This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated that government has given special focus on ease of living, skill development and employment. He was addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi. Mr. Modi assured that special focus is also on MSMEs which generates employment. He added that the government is ensuring ease of living and quality of life for all its citizens. He said the country's GDP is growing at 8% and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally. Mr. Modi said, today India's policy, dedication, determination and decisions are attracting the whole world to invest in the country. He said, India is a beacon of growth and stability for the world. Mr. Modi highlighted that the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today emphasized that government is complying with fiscal deficit trajectory and will bring it down to below 4.5% by 2025-26. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and the Budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today. Ms. Sitharaman said, India is the fastest growing economy post-COVID. She said everyone should work together to build a Viksit Bharat by 2047. She pointed out that Indian economy is shining like a bright spot even after the COVID pandemic. The finance minister pointed out that the budget allocation for the Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare was only 21,934 crore rupees in 2013-2014. She emphasized that this has increased to 1.23 lakh crore rupees, which is an increase of 5 times. She added that more than 3.2 lakh crore rupees have been dispersed to over 11 crore farmers under PM Kisan since its launch. On the issue of unemployment, Ms. Sitharaman claimed that the NDA government created 12.5 crore jobs in the last 10 years in comparison to 2.3 crore jobs created by the UPA government in 10 years. She added that employment opportunities have increased in the last decade and it has increased from 34% in 2014 to 51% in 2025. In Kerala, the death toll has reached 110 in the landslide that ravaged Wayanad earlier this morning. Relief and rescue operations by Army and Navy personnel are underway in the region. Our correspondent reported that state mourning has been declared in the state till tomorrow. NDRF Deputy Commandant S. Shankar Pandya said, NDRF teams are conducting search and rescue operation at various locations in Wayanad. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in Wayanad. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. In Jammu and Kashmir, amid extraordinary arrangements of security, the annual Amarnath Yatra has been proceeding peacefully and smoothly this year. Number of pilgrims who paid obeisance to Lord Shiva at Amarnath Cave Shrine in this year has crossed 4,66,000, surpassing the total number of pilgrims who visited the naturally formed ice lingam last year. The 33rd batch of 1,477 devotees left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for Kashmir today. Of these, 377 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp and 1,100 for Pahalgam Base Camp, from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh today bagged second medal for India with bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event, while Indian hockey men's team defeated Ireland 2-0 to lead Pool B. Manu Bhakar has won her second consecutive medal for India in Chaturruz in an unprecedented and remarkable showing. Manu, teaming up with Sarabjot Singh in the 10-meter air pistol mixed bronze medal match, defeated Lee Won Ho and Oh Ye Jin 16-10. This is Sarabjot Singh's first Olympic medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.